The Bainbridge Island Transportation Benefit District meeting, and in attendance are Transportation Board members Bob Scales, Kristen Haitopoulos, Steve Bunkowski, Sarah Blossom, and Ann Blair. And I am anticipating that Mayor Lester will be here, and unfortunately was just not able to be here when we agreed to start at 6:30. I would ask the first order of business is any acceptance or modification to the agenda as presented. Seeing none, I would like to offer one, and that is that we add under new business point C, and that is a discussion about holding a special meeting next week to determine the transportation benefit, or to discuss whether we wish to determine a transportation benefit district vehicle license fee and perhaps set it. But that would be the sole topic of discussion for a special meeting. And that I think we need to talk about in the course of our agenda this evening, if people are comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. Separate from the Wednesday meeting or tacked on to it?
Tacked on to it. It would, yes. I mean, but I think that's the conversation we could have, is the whether we want to do it that way and if that's the date to have it. All right, thank you. Seeing none, we'll add that to the agenda. Any conflicts of interest to disclose? All right, thank you. Now, first order of business is the resolution 2012-01, establishing a meeting schedule, appointing a chair, and establishing the authority of the chair. And that is presented in the resolution materials that we have before us. I guess I would ask our city attorney to come help us with this if there's anything else. This establishes that the quarterly meetings are set on the second Wednesday of the month of March, June, September, and December. The other would be for us to figure out who chairs this particular benefit district. And then approving this would also sets forth the responsibilities of that chair. Is there someone that would like very much to be the chair? Or are there any nominations? Yes.
I would like to nominate our mayor as a standard practice.
Okay.
So I would nominate Debbie Lester. She can't.
Great. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
All right. May I ask a question, please? And that is whether or not we would appoint her as the board member, but do we also mean as a matter of policy that the sitting mayor would serve, so that in fact it goes with the position of mayor, or is it that we're electing Debbie Lester as the person to do it for the coming year, and I mean until we change it?
That'd be a question for the attorney.
Well, it seems like
excuse me, Councilmember Scales, my nod doesn't work.
we probably shouldn't be, you know, referencing our council business and who's mayor and who's not mayor.
Oh.
And I would just say it would be cleaner to say, you know, forget about the council, forget about the mayor. And if we want to have, you know, an informal, you know, I mean, I think we can nominate whoever we want, but I think it's better just to say make a policy that we're going to have the mayor be the chair.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. That's exactly why we're asking. Okay.
So I need to change the motion then.
But name or by
like
name.
To modify the motion that we appoint Board Member Lester to serve as the chair of the district through the regularly scheduled meeting of December 2013.
All right. And is that okay with the second?
Yes.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that Board Member Debbie Lester be appointed to serve as the chair of the district through the regularly scheduled meeting December 2013. Any other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Then Debbie Lester will be our chair just as soon as she gets here. And we can tell her how much fun it will be because point number three outlines her duties. All right. Thank you. The second order of business then is to approve or consider in this point the resolution of the interlocal agreement between the Transportation, Bainbridge Island Transportation Benefit District and the City of Bainbridge Island. Board Member Bonkowski.
I move we establish interlocal agreement between the City of Bainbridge Island and the Bainbridge Island Transportation Benefit District on the form attached as Exhibit A.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any conversation or concerns about the resolution, the ILA, as presented? And you've all read it. We're all set to go. Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the interlocal agreement between the City of Bainbridge Island and the Bainbridge Island Transportation Benefit District as presented and attached to the resolution, Exhibit A. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Anybody abstaining? 'Tis done. Thank you. And the third item of business is to discuss the possibility of conducting a special meeting, and I would propose October 17th, next Wednesday, and it would be at the same evening, and we'll figure out the time of next week's regularly scheduled study session. But it would be a special meeting for the explicit purpose of determining a vehicle license fee for the Transportation Benefit District. Any questions? Yes. Board Member Hytopoulos.
It doesn't matter, I'm sure, at all, but I feel like I should say I'm not going to be here.
Okay.
I'm sure you can function without me, so, but
well, we
for
can
some
also
reason I feel like I should tell you.
Good,
so,
it's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's an important, I mean, to me, I think that is relevant, and there's no reason it has to be then. I mean, I think we can set it at a time when hopefully the majority of, I mean, that we are able to be here. The best thing would be something like that. I think we need, if at all possible, all of us in attendance.
I would concur that I think, I mean, that's going to be a very politically based
absolutely.
Decision, and I'd like to make sure that everybody is here.
Absolutely. So it's helpful, and we could. I guess my thought would be then that what we can do, because we are at this point, Dave Ward and Debbie Lester, and she is the chair now, are both missing. So what I guess we can do is, I guess I want to be sure everybody understands that we can set a special meeting in and do it before the December meeting so that we have this conversation and decide if that's what we're ready to do at this point, and if so, what the amount is, because it has budget implications.
So why don't we just, if you want to recognize me?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Yes. Board Member Hytopoulos.
Why don't we just set it for the 24th, unless Sympathy Ulse won't be here that week, and then if Debbie or Dave mm-hmm. won't.
Okay.
Because it's another scheduled meeting.
Sure. That's mm-hmm. fine. Okay, so the suggestion has been to do it on the 24th. Does that work for you, do you think, Board Member Scales?
Yes.
All right. And what about you?
Yeah, I'll be here, but I have a question.
Okay.
Why are we having a special meeting and not just waiting until our December meeting?
Actually, it is the reason we had suggested that, I mean, why I am suggesting that we do it is that I would like us to deal with that issue, and because of the waiting period, if we are to approve one, then we have it, then we can begin that waiting period and be able to use that revenue source in planning the budget. And it anticipates revenue that could impact the budget, and that's really more the point, because there is a delay.
So you're hoping to make the decision on the 24th?
Mm-hmm. That's not, I mean, that was, we can discuss it. I mean, the idea and the agenda item is to discuss in anticipation of a decision. If we're not ready to make a decision, then we're not. And that would be, but I think to discuss it, it needs to be on the agenda, and it's not. We chose not to have it on this agenda. Yes.
I have
and
a question.
This, excuse me, is Board Member Bonkowski.
I have a question about that. Is that kind of decision done in a single meeting, or does it have three touches? And this
well,
is,
I believe
this is,
that the transfer. Are you directing that to Will? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to recognize the.
Well,
I don't know whether the city's going to approve the ILA, but I'll...
Because we have to deal with in our next meeting.
But most, you can do it in one meeting. You don't have to have two readings. That's just a form that the city uses, but it's not required by Washington law.
Okay.
What I'd suggest, however, is that you, if you intend to potentially vote on the charge that night, that you announce it also as a public hearing. That's also not required under Washington law, but most other transportation benefit districts that have adopted a motor vehicle charge mm-hmm. have done so after a public hearing.
Okay.
So it's just, it's a little extra caution there.
That raises a concern for me and perhaps is something that you may have been thinking about. Yes.
Yeah, and that really is my point. I think that if to put that kind of a, effectively a fee, which is a new fee, it's not just an adjustment to an old fee. From my perspective, I'd like to have a discussion and then have another meeting where we actually do the vote, because at that point in time, we can then get much more feedback mm-hmm. from the community rather than all of a sudden, you know, on the 24th of October, it's noticed, but it doesn't have a whole lot of chance for the public necessarily to be involved. So I think that if doing that, we should have at least do it twice.
All right. Other thoughts or comments about that? My observation is I think that I would concur, and I think that feels much, much better in terms of having the first conversation about it at a special meeting on the 24th of October, and then anticipating if that leads to something else, we can call another special meeting that would include the public hearing and a vote.
Should we also include a discussion of a impact fee, or did you want to just do this, or should we only talk about a TAB fee?
What if we talk about the type of revenue as opposed to limiting it? Because I think if it's really a conversation about the revenue source and the type of fee, or that would seem to me to make it broader. I don't want to prejudge personally. What do others think?
Agree.
Okay, I'm seeing nods from that end of the table and looking down the dais.
You mean you want to have like a policy, general policy conversation, not discuss the actual number? Is that what you're saying?
I think that we could do both, but it is about the type or types. Of fees we would like to consider, and we can also discuss the amount of money that would be attached. So does that meet with any concerns? All right, then that, I think I'm seeing nods and quiet. All right, thank you. So I guess, do we need to have a formal motion? Would that be the way to handle that best, do you think, Mr. Patton?
I don't think you need a formal motion.
Okay,
you just
good.
Decide to,
so the agreement
to collectively
is that's what we'll do.
To have a special meeting with that as the agenda.
Yep. So that's the agenda item, and then at that one we will determine whether we're going to have any further special meetings.
Do you also propose to start again at 6:30?
I think, could we determine that once we get to the agenda? Well, we can't do the two things together. We don't know. Let me look. See if I can.
If you choose to do it on the 24th, that's also... The city council meeting will start at 7, so you could
so
do it again at 6:30.
We could do it, in fact, at that half hour preceding it. Is a half an hour enough time as far as everybody here is concerned and thinking that makes sense for that conversation? Debbie Lester, we're being very careful not to use city titles because
it's board,
a board member. Board. Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
My understanding, we were going to have a briefing in executive session next week, and it was at the request of Councilmember Ward. My understanding is he will be out of town next week, so he is going to request that briefing be moved to the 24th And so that might change our start time to, say, 6 o'clock, executive session, and then council meeting.
And or then the Transportation Benefit District meeting at 6:30 and the council meeting at 7. Yes. Board Member Hightopoulos?
Well, I was thinking what maybe you were going when you asked if a half hour is enough. It may we don't know, and then we would be disturbing the start time of a regularly scheduled business mm-hmm. meeting, and then it would be kind of weird to unconvene and reconvene. I don't even know if we can. Maybe we should put it at the other end of the meeting so there's flex time mm-hmm. and open end. I don't know.
Again, I think the concern is we want, I think it's this is something of incredibly import to the public. So I think it makes sense to try to do it. Perhaps we could have the executive session at the end or at a different point within the council meeting, but do this so that we convene our meeting of the Transportation Benefit District on the 24th, convene it at 6.
Of course, people who take the 5:30 boat home aren't even home yet. Yeah. So if you're talking about being inclusive, going backwards isn't very inclusive.
That's a good point.
I would propose to do it at the other end, at the end.
Okay. So
have the executive session start at 6:30.
All right. So we're just anticipating then having it. Yes.
One comment. Since this is a separate government meeting,
uh-huh.
it should be an explicit time for notice of the meeting. So you need to end your council meeting at the before that time.
There's something about calling a meeting for 10 o'clock at night that just is painful. You have to acknowledge that as the start time. All right, yes.
Well, I was going to say we could start, we can put it in front of a study session and be more flexible with our start time of our meeting.
So wait and do it.
Because
the
7
later.
O'clock kind of hard, you know, expectation isn't on a study session.
Well, and it won't be October 31st. It's the first week of November.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. How's that? Does that make sense? And do it with the study session. Is that we working right? So the first meeting in November is a study session.
The first meeting in November is a study session.
Great.
So it's scheduled to start at 5:30, and it's mostly at this time about budget.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's a good way to do it, and we can do the Transportation Benefit District conversation. Can we?
I think it's more than a half an hour.
I do, too, and that's what concerns me about.
Let's do an hour.
So from 5:30 to 6:30, and because it's a study session, we can hear from the community throughout the conversation. I'm just trying to make sure that we're not making it difficult for community members to participate in the conversation. Yes.
Is there a reason our executive session on the 24th can't be at the end? And then we can do the Transportation Benefit District first?
Just no. That's fine.
Well, that's what we were talking about. And then the question was, do you start it at 6:30 and then worry that you're going to have to stop, or start at 6 and then not, you know, but then now we're talking about 5,
because
5:30, so
a regularly scheduled meeting, and that was why we decided it made sense to try to connect it to a study session. So.
But, you know, now we're talking about putting it at 5:30, so go ahead and put it at 6 o'clock on the 24th. You'll have a whole hour before the 7 o'clock time. Right. It sounds like there really aren't a lot of choices.
So we'll just be terrifically efficient with our time and be sure we have a chance to hear from the community. And because we've set it up with more than one opportunity for the community to weigh in, I think that's a good idea. So we'll convene the meeting next meeting as a special meeting on October 24th for a discussion about raising funds for the Transportation Benefit District. Okay. Thank you. Any other business to be taken care of this evening?
We should notify.
I was going to say, I was thinking we might even let our new Transportation District Chair.
Oh, is that true?
Duly elected.
I thought you could be.
No, actually, you've been elected. We took care of
that's
that right off
arriving
the bat.
That's what I get for arriving late. Okay.
So.
That's what I get for arriving late. Okay.
And so. Well, but having started this meeting rather than turn it, I'll give you the gavel. Actually, that's a lovely idea. We'll transfer the gavel.
Thank you.
I think.
And are we closing this meeting now?
Adjourning.
Okay, with that, we will adjourn this meeting.